Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Rapture Centric Church. Judy here. I hope everyone's doing great. We are having a night of praise and worship. Our pastor, Jesus Christ, we love you. He has asked that we spend 2 hours and worship him as a body. So please call in if you would like to share a worship, a praise report. We're worshiping him for 2 hours as a body. And so we would love you to call in and share. Our pastor welcomes you. If you want to read your favorite psalm or something in the Bible that inspires you, but it's going to be a night of praise. So it's a different night. And so I know everybody has something they can thank God for. We have running water. So if you want to call in and give a shout-out to our Jesus for running water, yeah. I've been all over this world. We traveled the globe for 3 years, and I always kiss the ground whenever I came to the USA because we are so blessed. Even in the midst of the horrible things that are happening to this country, we are still the richest nation. So we're going to give God our glory as a Rapture-Centric Church together today, and I'm going to welcome everybody on the line. And we're going to limit our conversation to praises, to praises. It's not like regular service, so I'm going to ask you, when you call in, if you'll have, you know, a praise report, something that the Lord has done. I made a video explaining it, but the Lord said he wanted our full attention on him, praising him. I bet we get translated during the show. So I'm going to start out a song, and then I'll let Jerry and Joe, and I see Tana on the line. Chat room isn't open because of this. So you're probably listening in and worship the Lord with us, church. Tell us, call in and tell us what he's doing in your life and give him praise. Give him praise. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. So let's give him all of us. He gave us all of him. He died. So let's give him all of us. So we're going to worship the John Legend song. Beautiful song.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is beating you down. I'm around through every mood. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to even when I lose, I'm winning, 'cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh,
give me all.
All your perfect imperfections, give your all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning, 'cause I give you all of me, and you give me all. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving all of yourself to me, and I give all of myself to you. I cannot wait to see you face to face. We love you, Lord. We love you. Thank you for finding pleasure in the faith of your rapture-centric people. Father, we adore you. We are your rapture-centric bride, walking with you like Enoch walks, because you found faith. You found faith, and it pleases you. So we will be no more, and we thank you for that promise, Lord. We thank you, and we glorify you, and I worship you, Lord, for that promise of today, of the translation today. And we welcome you, and we say thank you for your promises, Lord. Thank you that in the midst of trials, whatever we're going through, that we have a steady spirit full of praise. We're not moved and shaken because we know in whom we trust, and you are good no matter what's going on around us, Father. We love you, and we worship you, and we thank you. And I personally love that song. Watch an interview by John Legend. He wrote it to his, I think he's married to her now, but they were dating for 7 years, and he really wrote that as a love song to his fiance. And, you know, it's beautiful because this is, you know, Jesus is flirting with his bride now, and he is singing a love song to all of his creation. And he's wining and dining me. And people that have faith and believe in him, he is speaking, he is coming, and he is about to make all of our dreams come true in a minute. So let's show him that we appreciate him. We have faith, we believe, and thank him for all that he is in our lives. So I want to welcome Jerry. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, Judy. How are you? Hi, everybody.
Good. I'm glad you called in today. I also have Joe and Tana and Keith and Carol and Alana. So I haven't unmuted everyone because it's kind of a different night, but everybody will be unmuted because our pastor wants to hear your praise. So it might be easier just to start one person at a time. So this is what the Lord told me he wanted today, and I'm your friendly bouncer, so I'm just following the Holy Spirit's lead. Jerry, do you have any praise to throw up to our daddy?
I do. You know, the idea of praise just put a picture in my mind of hands being raised. And I remembered that there was a battle where Moses' hands were raised. And I looked that up in Scripture, and it was in Exodus, it's actually verses 17, 11, and so on. But in chapter 17, the Israelites needed water, and they were moved to go fight the Amalekites. And I'm going to read a couple of verses here. Just as long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up, one on one side, one on the other, so that his hands remained steady till sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword. Moses' name means drawn, as in drawn to God. And Amalekite, or Amalek, means a people of the valley. So are you in the valley, or are you drawn to God? Are your hands up? When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone. Our stone is Jesus Christ, and put it under him. He's our foundation. And if we're praising God, we will be winning.
I love it. Praising him, and we will be winning. And it's true. We get his perspective when we praise him. We get his perspective when we forget about everything and just do what the Bible says and forget about ourselves and worship him for who he is and all of his glory. And we're winning. You're right, because we win from the inside out, don't we?
Absolutely. You know, yesterday I had an experience, and it was, I still have a smile on my face. And, you know, I challenged myself. The experience that I had yesterday really came out of several days. We were delivering messages of, you know, open yourselves up to God, challenge yourself. Don't fool yourself into thinking you have a relationship when you don't. Reach out to God, ask him to talk to you, listen for his voice. And so I challenged myself because I didn't want to be delivering a message and not apply it in my own life. So I really was challenging myself. I was believing. He had told me Pentecost several times, really. And I just had a time where I focused on him and talked with him, and he reinforced that really over and over. And I just chose to believe it and really embrace the word he was telling me. And, you know, I've been pursuing and searching times and dates and scripture and for a long time. So I know intellectually that I'm probably going to be wrong, you know, if it comes from me. If it comes from him, he was challenging me to believe. And I got to a place where I really did believe. And when I got there, he gave me a truly supernatural, positive feeling that I really can't explain because it isn't intellectual at all. It's entirely spiritual. It's a spiritual gift. And I just had the biggest smile on my face, and I still have it on today. And he gave me confidence. And you know what? It was like the armor of God. It feels like a protection, really, from the things that pull us down. And so he just gave that to me. I hadn't thought about it that way before, but that's what it feels like. You know, I am just, additionally, I'm separated, I'm more isolated, and I just have a great feeling about it. And go ahead.
Do you think he rewarded your faith because you believed?
Yeah, definitely. I took a step. I searched him, and then he met me. And the first step was me laying a question about myself up to him. You know, it was really, I challenged myself. That was the beginning. I challenged myself to live in what the message we had been trying to deliver to other people. And this is an unmistakable, very clear additional blessing that I've experienced because of it.
Wow. You know, nobody hang up that's on the line. I'll unmute everybody as they call in. So I have Jerry and then Joe and then Tana and then Keith and Carol and Alana. That's the order of the calls and the call log. And the way that the Lord was sort of showing me is people would call in and give their praise, and then we'll do a song, and then we'll have the next person give their praise. And I don't want to – we have 2 hours for this, so we're good. So, Jerry, I wanted to ask you So the Lord told you a few times that he'd be coming on Pentecost, and now we're the day after Pentecost. How do you feel, and has he given you more dates, and how's your spirit doing? Are you discouraged that you're still here? Tell me what's going on.
No, I've still got, in fact, I think I'm done with discouragement after yesterday. I really do. It is not on my horizon right now. No matter all the things we know in the world, but seeking him and living in him and living in what the exchange we had yesterday, it's, you know, I know it's out there. I'm not stupid. I'm a jackass. I'm not stupid. But it just seems like I've taken a step beyond discouragement, and I think it's going to stay that way, personally. I did have an experience yesterday where I started to get into this in chat, and I just didn't handle it very well. And so, I don't know, maybe I can do a better job. I don't know. We'll see. As I awoke yesterday, I was praying and just checking in with him and really just checking about the expectation we had, and I particularly had, because he'd spoken Pentecost to me on more than one occasion, about the day. And he gave me a completely different date. And it was August 25th. And I was in shock and a little frustrated. And I'm like, well, what is this about? You know, it's like believing the rapture is today and being in that state of mind. You know, you and your son have been there, and many other people, for about 4 months. And so we have these different, we live in more than one reality. We live in our spiritual reality. We live in a prayer reality. We live in the physical worldly reality. And these things mix, and they can be hard to sort through sometimes. But when he's telling me really clearly in prayer, you know, this date, then I'm really wondering what in the world is going on. And so I go through the day, and I'm still, it actually, all through this, I have embraced the today aspect. And he did something that was really surprising. Later in the afternoon, after we did some other things, I was watching some videos, and a whole list of videos shows up on the right, and I never pay any attention to those so-called suggested videos or whatever, related videos, whatever they call them. I don't pay attention to them because there's really not very many people who I'm going to invest my time in, and in terms of video messages. And by complete accident, there was exactly one video that my cursor rolled over, and it highlighted this title of a video. And right in the highlight, when it came up, was the date, August 25th, 2013. So the date he'd given me in the morning was actually highlighted in the title of this particular video, and it was about urgent message, the trumpet for the rapture blows. And so, I don't know right now whether that was, to me, it was a message for today, because he gave me that date today, he showed me that date entirely randomly, and to me, that meant today, living in that day. But maybe it is a message for the future, too, and we'll have to see how that plays out. But it connected me to the day. And so he reminded me, really, of what he said to me in the morning. And then I went through the rest of the day, but I still embraced the notion of today. And the next day, today, I'm in a much better place, a much better place. And, you know, not that I was in a terrible place before, because I have been really increasing my joy and my confidence, and really, I think, continuing to grow with him and his leading and taking steps of faith in other ways, and it's just been, you know, really good. But this was really significant. So that's the date, and that's what the message was, and we will have to see. But I, you know, I don't even really, if you're pursuing God right now, he's speaking, and if you're listening and you're taking steps of faith and you are challenging yourself, your own position, then he will meet you. He will absolutely meet you and find a way to reward you, to help you to certify that step of growth and to encourage you to take another.
Amen. Well, I love what you read to us out of the Bible, and I love your personal testimony. And, you know, the Lord founded his rapture-centric church upon his bride, who he loves, and he said he founded this church on dates he would be setting with the bride. And so I love what he told you, that that he would come before the 21st. He gave you a bracket before the 21st of June, and you got an August 25th date. We'll see what that means, right? A lot of people in the body of Christ are now calling it high watch dates because they don't want to be called date setters, because they think, you know, people will get mean to them. And they do. They get mad at you, don't they, if you give a date? But I love what God's doing with you, Jerry. I'm so glad he brought you here to Rapture Centric Church. I thank God for you. Is there a song that you would like to, and now that I've unmuted you, you'll stay unmuted the rest of the show, and then I'll go down the line and just get everyone's praise reports as we go. And is there a song that you'd like me to play? Or are you done sharing?
I can be almost done, but I would like to say one thing. I have a paper written by a high school senior that connects sin to our very physical DNA, done very carefully through the word meanings and the science, and using words from science matching specifically to the language of the Bible and the verses in the Bible, which speak of our sin nature, the sins of the flesh, and so on. And, you know, I know for a lot of people the very word sin is a negative thing. It's an inhibitor. And I just want to suggest that you get over yourselves, because we were born in sin. That phrase means our physical bodies are predisposed to be weak and error-prone and sinful and not as God intended. If anything is not as God intended, that's a sin. Get over yourselves, set it aside, and praise God that he will reach beyond your faults to come to you. But you have to take a step. You have a choice. So get over it, accept that we have flawed, sinful flesh, and stop condemning yourself for it, and seek the love of God.
Yeah, see yourself as God sees you, as perfect and beautiful and lovely in his sight because of what his son has done. That's interesting that your daughter did that research. Well, thank you. Thank you. That's amazing because, you know, Jonathan Cleck talks a lot about our DNA, and he's done a lot of research on that, and our DNA suggest, we will be that way until he comes to get us, but thank God for Jesus. He made us perfect, so we can worship him right now in spirit and in truth. So do you have a song you might want?
How about Hold Me, Jesus?
Which one?
Hold Me, Jesus.
Oh, Hold Me, Jesus by
Rich Mullins.
Yes, by Rich Mullins. All right, Hold Me, Jesus. We're going to worship to that. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, mighty Jehovah God, that falls mightily upon your rapture-centric church. We love you, Lord. And as we play this worship song to you and sing to you and worship you through praise reports like Charity's and everyone else that will talk, Lord, we thank you that your Spirit's being glorified. And we love you. We welcome you. We want to please you with our faith. And I thank you. I thank you. I thank you for all that you do, that it's really your work in us. We can't make it up, but if we take a chance to believe you, you come and you meet us, and you rise up your faith in us. And I thank you for that smile that you put on Jerry's face that he can't explain, but it's a supernatural transaction, bonding to faith in your people. And you're just amazing, and I love you. I love you so much. Oh, I'm trying to find the song as I'm telling Daddy how much I love him. I know it's here. I know it's here because I saw it. It's near the top? Okay. Huh.
No, I think it's on the bottom. It should be on the bottom, I think, unless we moved it around.
We have so many awesome songs now, so thanks for uploading these for us and figuring out a bunch of junk for us. Creed, I've seen Creed. I'm seeing, okay, here we go. I found it yesterday. Oh, here it goes. All right.
Good. There we are. Love y'all.
Thank you,
Sherry.
God bless you.
Well, sometimes my life just don't make sense at all. When the mountains look so big, all my faith just seems so small. To hold me, Jesus, as I'm shaking like a leaf, be the then King of my glory. Won't you be my Prince of Peace? And I wake up in the night and feel the dark. It's so hard inside my soul. I swear there must be blisters on my heart. So many walls, now I'm falling down, I'm falling on my knees. And the Salvation Army band is playing this hymn, and your grace rings out so deep, it makes my resistance seem so thin.
When I heard what you were doing, and I found in First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 9, it instructs us to sing to him, sing praise to him, and tell of all his wonderful acts. So what a way to glorify our Lord, but to tell each other what he's done for us personally in our lives and a little bit of our own journeys, and to uplift each other, you know, that way. Our Lord knew it would be good for us. That's why he put it in his word.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Well, that's a beautiful scripture flip.
I got some cool psalms, too.
Yeah, do you want to read anything else? Or beautiful?
Just a couple of psalms, which I think are appropriate. One is Psalm 28, verse 6. Praise be the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. And I'm sure we've all been there, but, you know, my personal walk, just that most amazing experiences I've ever had was when I was at my wit's end and really cried out in a way I never had. I wasn't praying. I was yelling. And he came to me. What's that?
I did that today. It's awesome.
it really is, you know. But, the way I was brought up, you don't do that. But, you know, it's, you know, once these walls have been broken down, you know, and I thank him constantly. I mean, he's shown me so much where I would have to be brain dead to think otherwise. Like, I feel like, you know, I've been, you know, like, blessed just to be seen so much and everything. It's like my faith is there. I'm good. I'm good waiting for quite some time, forever, you know, another 1,000 years is fine with me. But one more psalm I want to say, and then I would love to hear some more cries. But this one is Psalms 16:7. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. And that, I feel, is just so important, because a lot of people, you know, we are all here, God, and he talks to us all in different ways and in many ways. He doesn't talk to you in one way, in many ways. But a lot is, you know, you try to understand something with your mind, and it's try to understand with your heart as instructed there. And you really can start breaking down walls when you put aside your worldly thoughts of, like, everything, you know, not just worldly thought, gravity, whatever you think, you know, put all that aside. It can really take you much deeper. And I love that. I love that. He has so much he wants to share with us, and he always has the time and always takes the time for us, and that's just, I want to kick up some praise for that. Thank you, Lord, for just taking the time to care for each and every of your sheep, you know, especially me, who just wanders off and gets stuck in a thorn bush any old time I can. Thank you for always coming back and getting to me, and all praise to him.
Praise God. Did you have a song request? I thought of one when I heard you talking that brought to my mind as the Saints Go Marching In.
Yeah, I think that's the first song I learned to play on, like, the violin or piano or one of those instruments when I was a kid.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
so funny. Whatever, that's fine. Whatever is fine with me.
That reminds me of you. We're about to go marching in. I'm going to keep you unmuted. Jerry's unmuted. The next person I'll unmute is Tana, and we're going to worship. Is there anything more? Thank you so much for sharing.
No, thank you. I'm just so excited for the format tonight. I can't wait to hear from everyone else.
Yeah. Okay, well, here we go. Let's march it in and break it down. Thanks.
Sisters and brothers, this is Reverend Satchmo getting ready to beat out this mellow sermon for you. My text this evening, when the Saints go marching in. Here come Brother Hickenbottom down the aisle with his trombone. Blow it, boy. in.
Watch it in.
When the saints go marching in.
Watch it in.
Yes, I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in.
Yes, my love, Judy. Hi, Jerry and Joe. I love you guys.
Hi, Tana. I love you.
Hi, Tana. I love you, too.
What's up? So, yeah, I just am so grateful and thankful for, you know, everything God does in my life. He does everything in my life. Without him, I am nothing, and he does everything in my life and for my life, and he protects me always. I thank him for all my blessings, known and unknown. I thank him even for, like, trials, because I've learned a lot of lessons from trials. And I thank him for all of my protection, known and unknown. And I thank Jesus for loving me and that he's choosing me for his bride. I just love him so much. I love you, Jesus. I love you. I thank you. I've been blessed with an amazing family and amazing friends that have been supportive. I've just been blessed with an amazing life, and I can hardly wait to even have a better, even more amazing life in heaven with Jesus and with all of you and with all of my family and with all of my friends. It's just, yeah, I just love you, Jesus. I love you. I praise you. I worship you. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you, Father God. I love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I will read Psalm 150. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his acts of power. Praise him for surpassing greatness. Praise him with the sounding of the trumpet. Praise him with the harp and lyre. Praise him with tambourine, tremble and dancing. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with the clash of cymbals. Praise him with resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise you, Lord. We praise you. We worship you. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you. We love your coming to get us. We just can't wait, and we are just anticipating, like Heinz ketchup jumping out of the bottle, Lord Jesus. We are just anticipating your arrival and coming to translate us home. Praise you, Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you. So that's
I know
me. That's my praise.
Wow. Okay, well, I'm going to play your theme song, Tana. I think this is one we'll play in at the wedding supper, probably.
Okay, is this the good theme song, like not the mix, right?
Yeah, Jerry figured out how to get on there and erase the bad one and put the good one on.
Perfect. Or that one, or Lincoln Brewster, God, You Reign, whichever one. But, yeah, if you want to play my theme song, it's a good one, then play that one.
Yeah. Do you want to hear God, You Reign or Coming Home? Which one, hon?
God, You Reign. If you want to play my theme song, though, that's fine. But God,
no,
You Reign.
No, I'll play brain because you're on the road, aren't you? Are you in San Francisco right now? You need to hear something you want.
I haven't been I'm not driving yet, but I will be soon.
Okay. And are you driving back home today?
No, I'm driving home tomorrow night.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'll still be here. But, yeah, I'll be in San Francisco probably about 5:30.
Well, we thank you that God's allowing you to be with your friend, and we just station angels all around your whole time. Thank you for keeping Tana safe in her drive and for letting her just have a good time with her friend. We'll just pray. We're going to continue to pray that the Lord is encamping around your friend and everything, and your friend will be at the wedding.
Amen.
We can all pray that during the songs for Thomas' friend.
Yeah, my friend and all my family, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
All
okay, and I'll keep you unmuted. I'll keep you unmuted, and the next person I'll unmute is Keith, and then Alana, I'm looking down the line, and then Pat, and then I have 614. I'm not sure which one that, I'm not sure who that one is. Okay, here we go. God,
that's
you reign.
That's Chris Water. Okay.
You count the stars and you call them.
awesome. God, you reign. Praise you, Jesus. You reign. Love you, Jesus. We love you. We praise you. We worship you. And you reign. Thank you.
I just got out of the shower, so I wasn't sure if you'd mentioned me or not.
Yeah, Keith.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was thinking today the Lord was sharing with me he mentioned how, remember that guy said that there's going to be, that guy that predicts earthquake said there's going to be a huge earthquake coming up. His date that he mentioned was July 12th. And he's the one that predicts all the big earthquakes. He does all the research around the vibration around the full moons. He says it's going to be a huge earthquake in the U.S. July 12th. So, and then, interesting, yeah, so I feel that will be the rapture quake. That's what means we have to go probably before then. So, it's interesting because another big thing the Lord shared with me was that this year is the year of the Bible movies, and there's a movie October 3rd coming out called Left Behind from the series. Nicolas Cage is the main actor in it. So, October 3rd is going to be Left Behind. We'll be gone by then, before July 12th, so then the people can watch the movie and then they'll see what's going on. So October 3rd is Left Behind. You've got Feast of Trumpets in September. You've got the earthquake in July, which means we're joining any time now.
and then people will be here to see why we were left behind, because they said they did not want to really reveal in the movie about why we
mm-hmm.
were left. Yeah, so God's kind of been sharing with me that that's why we're going home right now, very anytime. So it's like, wow. And, oh, the Lord just showing me, he's always showing me stuff, lots of stuff on. Today he was sharing with me about people, their intentions and their heart and bearing fruit for him, and, you know, how much he wants to give us all kinds of rewards in heaven, and the fact that he doesn't even have to because we're already seeing heaven, you know. So I'm always praising
mm-hmm.
God for the fact that God, I praise God a lot for the fact that he rewards us with heaven, plus when we do things for him, then he gives us extra rewards because we already have heaven. So now he's given us more, you know. So, and I'm always
yeah.
grateful every day. Every day I'm grateful for every the help that he gives me every single day, you know. And in fact, I think a lot of times, you know, when he lets us go through trials and we stand on his word, standing on his word is more like, that's music to his ears. He wants to hear his own word. God says that his word is above his name. That's how much he lifts his word above his name. That's how important it is. So when we're saying Bible verses back to him, you know, that he's going to meet all our needs, or by Jesus Christ we're healed, or I read Psalm 103 was my favorite one. That's like sweet music to his ears all the time. And I'm saying it all the time. Lord, this, wait a minute. Okay, I got this bill coming up. Philippians 4:19 says you're going to do it, so I'm counting on it. And my brother's doing the same thing. We're always agreeing in Jesus when we talk. Oh, yeah, you agree? Yeah, we agree in Jesus in that, too. We use the name of Jesus constantly in our household. Constant, you know. Oh, wait, we had to go to the DMV today, and we were just praying before we went that everything would go smoothly. And when we get there, we run into few issues, but then we just agreed in Jesus' name and they all got solved. So we're always, even the guy that came up to look at the VIN number, to verify the VIN number, he said, oh yeah, Jesus saves on your, you know, that you have Jesus saves on your windshield. They're always, we have, because on the, both sides of the windows and in the back, I have Jesus coming back soon, be ready. And then I have Jesus is returning soon on the back. So people are always, it's like bearing, yeah, because yeah, I want to bear for 24 hours a day because I want my mansion to be like super, super. I got many mansions and I've got a lot of plans up there. So I told the Lord, I need to be bearing for 24 hours a day when I'm driving around. So it's like, you know, yeah. So I'm driving around. I got my calculator out. Okay. Go ahead. Go ahead, Judy.
Well, if I saw you on the road, I'd honk because every time I see someone that has like Jesus is coming, every time I see them on the road, I honk and I wave at those people. So if I saw you on the road, I'd be totally honking and waving.
That's so cool.
Okay.
It's like a 24-hour money machine to me because I'm bearing fruit for my mansion in heaven 24 hours a day by everybody seeing the signs on both sides of the window and on in the back. They can't miss it, you know. I love it. It's like, yeah.
Yes. Your faith inspires me and everyone that's called in. Tana, your cheery, joyful disposition just always, like, gives me a shot of adrenaline. And Keith, you know, you made a video the other yesterday, and the Lord has touched my heart when I watched it. You're just, you know, even because you're not feeling well, and the Lord, you know, the Lord's doing this thing in you in his way, in his time. But you give him glory and you give him praise, and I just know that we're going to see your complete healing. And, in fact, God told me today, he said this morning, he interrupted me, and he said this morning that he wanted 2 hours of praise from his rapture-centric church. And he also told me that he was going to do miracles as we worship and praise him together. So the first thing that came to my mind was, oh, he's healing.
Oh, wow.
Everyone that's given their praise report and their worship to our King, I will keep you unmuted. The next person I'll be unmuting is Alana, then Pat, and then it looks like Nick is calling in. So I'm going to play a song. Go ahead.
I want my song. Jerry got his. I want mine. I want the Pat Benatar Invincible song.
Oh, okay, great. Thanks for telling me what you wanted. Okay, I'm going to play that then. I was going to play something else, but I'd rather you guys tell me what you want. And I can probably make a list and tell people what we have, but I keep thinking there's no time around here. So I'm going to find it. Pat Benatar.
Because we're invincible with the Lord. He sees
yes,
us as invincible.
Are.
So
if you really
it doesn't matter what the world. Go ahead, Judy.
No, go.
it don't matter how the world sees us or how our relatives see us or how our friends see us, God sees us as invincible. Okay, so we're sitting to the right, Father God, in the heavenly kingdom, and Jesus is next to us. We have all authority and power over this earth, you know, and everything that comes against us. We're righteous in His eyes. So I like to read all those things about who we are in Christ, because it just makes Him happy, and it makes me even happier that He would give us all those things. We just got to claim them, and that's it. We love you, Lord, for that very, very much.
He responds to faith, and as we declare and proclaim His goodness, the way of faith and more of Him. And we just thank you, Father, that even as we worship, you're going to do miracles. You're bringing healing. Love you, Lord. We love you. We are invincible, and we are. And if we believe that, you are going to, God will supernaturally do that in you. So here we go. I feel invincible in my spirit. I really do. Here we go.
Yeah. Praise God. Praise God. We'll be right back.
answer your call, so go ahead and jump in if there was more you wanted to share. But I'm looking forward to hearing from you, Alana. Hi.
Hey, Judy, how are you?
Well, I'm having fun worshiping the Lord with the family tonight. It's exciting. Oh. It's refreshing, huh?
It is wonderful. So you closed the chat room?
I just didn't open it up.
Oh, cool. All right, so it's not just my stupid computer.
Oh, yeah, no. I just didn't. When we do, like, our praise and worship nights, I just do it like this.
Woo! Well, if you want my praise report, it is absolutely huge to me.
Well, we are all ears. Jesus can't wait. And even tonight.
Oh. Babe, you're so crazy. I wasn't prepared to say anything, but then I didn't see the chat room on. I just came on the phone, you know. But what? It's all good. I have to tell you that when you did that, you know this, that when you did that, you know, 2 hours of prayer last night, that, oh, the skies he opened up on me were not exactly the cheeriest skies I'd ever seen. I mean, it was, you know, he was busy saying, you're okay, I got you, I got this, you know, and all of that. But it really rocked my world and rattled my cage, and I was like, oh, snap, what is this? And so I went into the day with a wounded heart and, you know, still, you know, praying for everybody, you know. And in the middle of the day, how else can I explain it? I got to calling God by a new name. If y'all know me, you know that I have a way of calling Jesus back, just my name.
Yeah.
And I didn't have a name for God, you know. I didn't have one. And by the middle of the day, I had a new one for him. And I was just calling him Dad. And as that happened, as I started calling him Dad, a series of things started happening in my life that were so funny, so outrageously funny, that I realized somewhere around 4 or 5 o'clock that I was smiling so hard that my face was hurting. It really was. I didn't know what to do. I was so tickled, you know, that he would be so gracious as to look down upon somebody so small as me and see me. It just, you know, everything else flew out the door. And all of that weight that I was carrying, and I was carrying weight. I was good, but I was carrying weight. That stuff flew off me like it was not mine.
And that was just today, Alana?
That was about an hour. You know, it's been like the last 2 or 3 hours. In fact, I wasn't sure I was going to be able to talk to y'all because I've been so drunk.
You know? I'm loving this.
I've just been stupid, you know? And, of course, I took the long way. Yeah, I've just been, like, stupid. And I took the long way home because that is what, you know, it's a long story short. I took the long way home. And I said, okay, I'm going to play you some music. You know, I'm going to play you some music, Dad. And if, babe, if you want to jump in this, jump in this. And I don't listen to the radio. I really don't. You know, usually I pray up prayer. Who is that?
I have
anyway,
no idea.
Oh, well. And usually I just, you know, pray and yada, yada, yada. I have a conversation. But this time, I was like, people must be looking on at me in the street because I was grinning from ear to ear. I was hearing songs that I had heard before that suddenly took on new meaning. I was hearing songs that I had never heard that had depth in them that I did not understand. It was rocking. You know, I'm all tingly even talking about it because it was so intimate. It was so sweet. And the image that I had in my mind was of that Jewish wedding where you go and live in the father's house for a year before the bridegroom comes for you, so you get to understand the family. And I was living with Dad, y'all, seriously. And we were just stupid drunk. I was drunk on him. He was drunk on me. And our angels were dancing. We were partying all the way home. Okay, and that's how that went. I don't have a big praise report, but he lifted on my heart.
That's huge.
It was to me, you know. But he took everything. He had showed me, you know, some stuff, you know. And, I mean, my heart was, I didn't realize how heavy it was, but it was. And I was like, okay, fine, you know, I'll pray. I'll just do my thing. But he lifted that off my heart and had me in tears and stupid.
Alana, this is the kind of stuff that just makes me love him, because it's not anything that the world can do. It's just that for some reason the Lord had you calling him Dad today, and then he played songs on the radio, and then he lifted your burdens without you even knowing how much you were carrying, and you feel great. I mean, that's awesome. That's a praise report.
Well, you know, my fun part was when they played Elton John, "Someone Saved My Life Tonight, Sugar Daddy." I almost had your hooks in me, didn't you, dear? I almost walked head on to the deep end of a river. And, you know, I was singing that to the world. But then he lifted me up again. He said, "Nah, okay, so piss on the..." Oh, I'm sorry. So, you know, disregard the world. And I said, and I just went back to praising, and it just flew. It was marvelous. It was excellent. I can't even explain it. And, yeah, I know what I know, yada, yada, yada. But you know what? It don't even matter. And I can't explain that. And
I love it.
As for a song, when I realized that the chat room was closed and I called in, you know, you had the song. You had the song, the John Lennon, John Legend.
Oh, yeah, you want me to play that again? I will.
Yeah, because I'll tell you the quick story about that. When I am really having to drive, I was starting to say, okay, I'm going to play you a song, Jesus. I'm going to play you a song. And at the same spot, for like three times a night, I don't listen to the radio, so it might be a popular song, I don't know. But it kept coming back over and over and over again. It happened like three times, and I was like, this is our song, y'all. We're going to have to dance to this. So that song holds special meaning, really super special meaning. But before I stop talking, I got to say, Dad, I had no idea. You utterly rule in a cool way. In a cool, cool way. You utterly. You're going to have to take me off the line, because I'm about to just, you know, get stupid and, you know.
It's awesome.
Not,
I feel the Holy Spirit.
Really,
I
don't even know where I live, you know.
Alana, this is beautiful. I'm going to pray that the Lord, what he did to you today, he told me he'd do miracles today. To me, that's a miracle when he takes your day and he gives you a new name to call him, and his spirit falls on you and takes all your burdens and he gets you sloppy drunk. Nothing matters, and that's what the Lord's doing in this hour. It's an anointing of his love, and I'm greatly encouraged by what he did today, and I pray that anyone listening, anyone that wants this, the Spirit of God like that, just hunger and thirst for him, you know, and ask him, Lord, I want you to alter my state like you did Alana's. I've been like this for 6 years where I'm a drunk. I'm a drunk on him. He's altered my state. And he'll do that for you. He's a good God. He knows his world is garbage. And he's altered state until he comes to take us and to change our frame of mind. And I'm just greatly encouraged. I was all ready to play your song Desperado by the Eagles, but now we're going to play some good stuff.
Now you got to
hit
me, John. I will say this. You need to pray to God that he don't do this while you drive. A shame to yourself and others.
You know, me and my good drunk Christian friends, you know, we get real hammered in the Holy Ghost. When we left the church together, a few of us, we would meet at bars and coffee shops, and we would my friend got pulled over. The cop thought he was drunk driving. We were all in the back. He has this big SUV, and we were all goofy and totally full of the Holy Spirit, and a cop pulled us over. He thought he was drunk driving, and my friend's like, well, yeah, I'm drunk on the Holy Ghost. And he actually really did get pulled over, and that the cop let us go, but we just told him we were happy in the Lord, and he's like, sorry, I was swerving, you know? It's a good thing to drive drunk in the Holy Ghost. He got your back.
What is
so you're home from
say?
Work now, right, Lana? You're home from work?
I'm home from work. I'm smoking a cigarette. I'm chilling. And I'm trying to just, you know, maintain. Because this has been, like, beautiful and excellent and rocking. And, like, there is nothing going on in the gray matter right now. I'm sorry. It's just not there. Yeah, and it's like, yeah, I know that, and that, and that, and that, and that. I got that, okay? But, you know, really, I done thrown that up in the air and said, oh, man, Dad, you really rock in a cool way.
Oh, well, I'm going to keep you unmuted because if you have any more to share, the people that have given their praise reports, they're all unmuted. Jerry and Joe and Keith and Tana, and then I'm going to unmute Pat and then Nick.
Oh.
And please jump in because I like it when you're drunk. You know, Kevin, before he was translated, he was drunk all the time. I mean, he was just my favorite drunk in the Holy Ghost. And, you know, sometimes when you're drunk in the Lord, you're really sharp in your mind. You're extra sharp. But sometimes you're really drunk like a real drunk person. It's funny. When the anointing of God, when God wants to, I call it messing with me, when he's messing with me in different ways, you know, his spirit falls the way he wants to bless us. And he knew what you needed today. And he just got you silly drunk, and I love it. So thanks for letting us be a part of that, Alana. And I pray that anyone listening that wants that, I'm just putting my hand towards you right now in the name of Jesus, and we're saying, Spirit, fall. Take the burdens off your people. Like you lifted Alana's today and put her in a different place, Lord. You want to do that for everybody. You don't pick favorites. Your favor is on those who believe. And I know everyone listening here believes. You wouldn't be tuning into Rapture-Centric Church if you didn't believe. And we just pray right now, we just believe that the Holy Spirit of Mighty Jehovah God falls over you, even myself. I want it more. Every prayer I pray for others, I pray it for myself too. Pastor, we want so much of you that we're just sloppy drunk. You know, we just want to roll on the floor with you.
Yeah.
We love you, Daddy.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh, how many times do I have to tell you? Even when you're crying, you're beautiful too. The world is down, I'm around through every mode. You're my downfall, you're my muse, my worst distraction, my rhythm and blues. I can't stop singing, it's ringing in my head for you. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of my mind. 'Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I'll give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. All your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning, even when I lose, I'm winning. 'Cause I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. I give you all of me, and you give me all of you. Oh.
Thank you, Father, for your drunken glory, for your goodness. We're so grateful. We love you, Lord. We worship you, our King, our Pastor, Jesus Christ. We love your appearing. We love everything you do in our lives. Come, let's shout praises to God. Psalm 95, raise the roof for the rock who saved us. Let's march into his presence, singing praises, lifting the rafters with our hymns. And why? Because God is the best. High King over all the gods. In one hand, he holds deep caves and caverns. In the other hand, grasps the high mountains. He made ocean. He owns it. His hand sculpted earth. So come, let us worship. Bow before him. On your knees before God who made us. Oh, yes, he's our God. And we're the people he pastors. The flock he feeds. That's RCC. And he feeds us well, because by the way, he's doing behind-the-scenes miracles for provisions for people that are amazing. Had a big one today. Somebody needed something, and the Lord met the need, and it was amazing. So drop everything and listen. Listen as he speaks. Don't turn a deaf ear, as in the bitter uprising, as on the day of the wilderness test, when your ancestors turned and put me to the test. 40 years they watched me at work among them, as over and over. Tried my patience, and I was provoked. Oh, I was provoked. Can't they keep their minds on God for 5 minutes? Do they simply refuse to walk down my road? Exasperated, I exploded. They'll never get where they're headed, never be able to sit down and rest. Well, that's the end of the psalm, but it started out great, okay? But the Lord, you know, he loves us. He wants to bless us, and we don't want to be like the Israelites in the wilderness, you know, who were provoking God. We want to provoke God with our joy and our happiness and our faith. So I'm going to, oh, look, and we have Leah that called in, so let's give Pat. Hello, Pat.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Love you all. Oh, I'm fine.
Good. I guess you kind of I guess you kind of hear how the show's been going. It's a 2-hour
praise-a-thon. Oh, fantastic. Yeah, I was going to read some of He and I to you guys. That was really, really, really nice. Oh, I've been looking through the book. Yeah.
And do you have any praise reports?
Just feeling his presence, feeling his love, you know, through the day, and really close and warm and beautiful, you know, and just being at peace, and just there's moments he just has his arms around me and just keeps me, you know, to his heart, and we don't even say anything, and that'll go on for a long time. So I'm very blessed to just have his presence and his love and sweetness, you know, and that he's right there and that he doesn't kind of let go of you, you know, and that's for everybody, you know, and
yeah.
You invite him, he'll come. He'll be there for you. You know, he's just pure love.
Pat,
you know,
you're such a beautiful witness of that. I told someone yesterday they didn't know you were 70. They said, "What? She sounds so young and fresh." You make 70 look beautiful. And I swear, if we were going to be here, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, you've clearly walked with God and found secrets. And we're so blessed to have you. So please share away with us.
Okay. He says, "Wherever you are in me. You are all mine. Nothing but sin could ever separate us. You can't possibly escape my love. It is all-encompassing. Serve it. Wait upon me. How often have I served you in the outpouring of my tenderness? What have I not done for you, my dear little child? If you suffer, suffer with me. All these discomforts caused by the weather, I bore them all like you on the open roads. Always be one with me in everything that happens to you. How I love this attitude, being ready to merge. Isn't that love itself, a longing for atonement? I garner up your faith, rewarding it with grace. And if you give yourself to grace, I respond by giving you a greater grace. And so step by step, you will soon rise to heights you never suspected. For there is no end to my gifts, and it is my joy to commune with you unceasingly." And this is what I'm going to read. Is so great. "Say often, 'My Creator, fulfill yourself in me. There is only one thing that I want, that you may reign in me as you reign in heaven, and I shall lay hold of you more avidly than a bird of prey. You have seen a devouring flame? Let yourself be taken swiftly. Instead of running away, throw yourself into my arms and lose your bearings. I'll love you like that, blind, letting me lead you. I am the good shepherd. My shoulders can carry more. So take your place." And then she was thanking him for something. He says, "Always thank me. I give you so much. If I were to give you a trial, would you thank me? You should. I do everything for the good of souls. Never doubt this and believe in my love. Hope in my love. Live, love my love. If you love my love, you will welcome everything that comes from me, and you will act everywhere for me. If you hope in my love, you will no longer count on yourself. You will expect my help in every difficult situation. You will think, 'I can't do anything,' but there is nothing the beloved can't do. And full of trust and peace, you will take up your task of love again, happily to toil the day and night to console me." And he's thinking for her. He said, "If only I were sure that I consoled him," you say. "But keep in mind that I am man as well as God, and you may comfort me as one comforts a man. Don't be surprised at setbacks. You were made for rest in heaven, not on earth. So get used to living for eternity, for nothing has the slightest importance in time that does not count for eternity. Judge everything in me and by me. My judgments are not always yours. Let the compassion of my heart flow through you to all you come near, who won't come near you. Let them see it in your smile, in your way of welcoming them. Oh, these contacts with others, how much good can come from them. But implant my name in your heart like a banner." Yeah, so there you go. Uplift here.
We love you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'll play another worship song, and I'll keep you unmuted. And next I'm going to unmute Nick and then Leah. So have your praise ready for us, whatever it is. If you want to read a psalm or just tell Jesus you love him, or just, it's going to be great to hear your voice. Thanks for calling in. Jesus is our pastor. This is his 2 hours of praise we're giving him. He asked that today if we could do that as a body, and I'm very much enjoying hearing everyone's voice praise the Lord. And, boy, thank you, Pat. I'm going to play a song by Rich Mullins called "All Right, Okay, Uh-huh, Amen." All right, okay, uh-huh, amen. I think you guys will like it. It's a catchy one. And, You know, when I played that song, John Legend, All of Me, that is being played all the time on the radio because it's just like the love song of the hour, okay? It's being played like 24/7, okay? But it really is interesting time that it comes out because, you know, God is the God of romance and love. He created all that. And so he's coming to marry us and make all our dreams come true. And then after that, he's giving love. Like, you know, he created love. So, you know, anything that you give up on this earth for him, you're going to get it back a hundredfold in the next life. He's going to have marriages and children and joy and happiness, if that's what you want. So just have fun with the songs that are written in the world. Like, I know that that's a song that, you know, but it's a song for us to sing to our King. But, you know, you can also get excited about the romance he'll be giving you in the new life. You know, if you're a romantic person and you've always wanted to get married or you're looking forward to a good marriage, God is the one that created love. That's why this song is so popular right now in the world radio, because, you know, but he gave all of himself to you, you know, and you give yourself to them. And so with the Lord and warning us with all the benefits, there's just no less people.
Let there be, and there was, on the earth below and in the sky above. Well, then he knocked off work, cause it was Friday night, come Saturday morning, everything was just alright. Sure enough, well, the Lord said to let man choose, and man did. Well, there'd be sorrow and trouble in the world ever since. But this whole poor still and the word God says, if we could be smart enough, we'd just say yeah. Smart enough to say yes to him, I said.
All right, okay, I'm running.
Praise God. All right. Okay. Uh-huh. Amen.
Yep.
Okay.
That says it all.
You, so I'll tell you who's on the line. We have Jerry. We have Joe, Alana, Pat, and I'm unmuting Nick. Welcome, Nick. So good to glad you're here with us.
Hi. How's everyone doing today?
Nick. Hi, Nick.
We're doing good.
Just
how long you've been listening, but we're doing a praise night for God. We're worshiping Him, and it's fun. How are you doing? Do you have a praise for us to Jesus you want to give?
Yeah, I just wanted to praise God for putting everything on earth so beautifully for us to enjoy while we're still here. I've really just been finding my own place with the Lord lately and reading from the Bible, and I just want to thank Him for all the simple things that He's put here to make our time on this earth so beautiful, and every little thing from a smile of a person to the sunsets to the trees, and I don't know, I just really have been appreciating all the small things in life lately, and it just made me realize how lucky we are to have been put on this earth to enjoy all the fruits and bear fruits to one another.
Amen. Ooh, that's beautiful.
Oh, that's lovely.
Today I was kind of frustrated because I actually had just called in probably like 20 minutes ago, and I was at work and I had to cut 187 roses from radishes for this function that they're doing at work, and I was kind of getting frustrated, and I was like, oh gosh darn it, you know, I want to be calling in, and all on the radio all of a sudden the final countdown came on over the radio, and it just made me laugh and think of all you guys. made me with you guys even though I wasn't on the phone.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
That is awesome. Nice.
But my phone had run out of batteries, or else I probably would have just called in and kept myself muted while I sat there. But I turned my phone on real quick and called in, and I'm just happy to be here.
Happy to have you.
Here.
So.
Right.
Yeah. I'm sorry, what did
you
say?
So you don't have your Bible on you, do you?
You're kind of like breaking up, Judy. I'm sorry. Say it again. I really can't hear you. I'm sorry.
Judy, you're totally breaking up.
My retard walkie-talkie phone. Is it okay now?
Yeah, it's better now.
Yeah, it's better now.
You know, then I'm assuming you probably don't have your Bible anywhere near you.
I do. I have it right here. I was actually trying to read through it to find a good thing to read off, but I couldn't find it one time. But it's right in front of me.
Because I was just thinking that maybe you could just do a random flip if you want or find something. I was in Psalm 96, and that was really nice. I was just reading that. But wherever you want to read, we'd love to have a reading. That'd be wonderful, and thank you for sharing. I appreciate the flowers and the animals and all the goodness and the beautiful things He gives us, you know. Until we leave here, we are blessed to have a beautiful world. So thank you, God. I agree with that, you were saying.
So you said something out of Psalm what?
Well, you can read whatever you desire, but Psalm 96 is really good. There's just so much good stuff.
Here, I'll read Psalm 96 here. I'm gonna find it real quick. Bear with me. I'm right here. 105, 96. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless His name, shew forth His salvation from day to day. Declare His glory amongst the heaven, His wonders among all people. For the Lord is great, and He greatly and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindred of the people. Give unto the Lord and strength. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty and holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say amongst the heaven that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar, and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful, and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth.
Beautiful.
Praise God. I'll keep you unmuted, and then I'll let Leah on to give her praise. And I'm going to play the song. Thank you, Nick. I'm going to play the song called My Religion by Skillet. So we'll just continue to worship the Lord in song.
Don't need no pills. You are a my religion is you.
Woo! Praise the Lord. The chat room is now open. Should you want to fellowship there and worship the Lord with us? And let me welcome Leah. Can you hear me okay, guys? Everyone's unmuted. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I can.
Okay. Hi, Leah. We're so glad you're here.
Hi.
Hi, Leah.
Hello.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm happy, as always, right?
Good.
I'm glad to be. And my toes are getting better. I have more flexibility in it, like yesterday and then definitely today. So, and I'm not really feeling very much pain from it. So I'm just like, I'm praising the Lord on that. I'm just like, thank you, Lord, for that beautiful thing that he's doing, you know, mending my foot, definitely. And then I had, like, a long, like, drawn-out battle for, like, a month with trying to, like, get, like, a car registered. It makes no sense. But it was a battle that was taken about a month, and finally, you know, the Lord gave me victory, and I was able to get everything that needed to be done finished. I'm super, super happy about that, and I give the Lord much praise and glory for that and all the other little things that he's doing every day. But I was very thrilled about those two things today.
Good.
That's so great. If everybody remembers, we prayed for Leah's toe because it feels like it was broken.
Oh, right,
so
yes.
Yeah, so yay. And then he worked out your car situation. I love that.
Yes.
Yay.
Praise the Lord. He's practical, you know. You break your toe and we pray and the Lord is practical, you know. Thank you, Leah. So do you have your hands full of kids right now, or can you, was that all you want to share? Or
I mean, I'm off right now, so I'm like just kind of sitting here and relaxing. And as far as saying anything in Psalms, I think the only thing that I was looking at that I wanted to read was a portion of Psalm 119. It's only a couple of verses
okay.
because Psalm 119 is really long. So I will start in verse 28, and it says, I am weary from grief. Strengthen me through your word. Keep me from the way of deceit, and graciously give me your instruction. I have chosen the way of truth. I have set your ordinances before me. I cling to your decrees, Lord. Do not put me to shame. I pursue the way of your commands, for you broaden my understanding. Teach me, Lord, the meaning of your statutes, and I will keep them. Help me understand your instruction, and I will obey it and follow it with all my heart. Help me stay on the path of your commands, for I take pleasure in it. Turn my heart to your decrees and not to material gain. Turn my eyes from looking at what is worthless. Give me life in your way.
Mm.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I love that. Which one was that again?
That's Psalm 119.
Wow.
I love that song. Well, I'm going to play Angel at My Door by the Christian band called Need to Breathe. Angel at My Door. We're going to worship the Lord to Angel at My Door. The title of the song and the band is Need to Breathe. Thank you, Lord. We worship you.
What do I got to do to my love to make you understand me? Where do I find the peace in your heart to keep you satisfied? What do I got to do to my love to make you even notice? Where do I find the words in my mouth to cut through the air tonight? Cause every day I know that I'm learning. but a mirror is all you have, and I can't find you beneath those eyes. So we open up this door, let the music take us further than before. We open up this door, cause maybe there's an angel standing on the porch. Oh, oh.
Psalm 4.
Gorgeous.
A Psalm of David. Answer me when I call you, my righteous God. Give me relief from my distress. Have mercy on me and hear my prayer. How long will you people turn my glory into shame? How long will you love delusions and seek false gods? Know that the Lord has set apart his faithful servant for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Tremble and do not sin when you are on your beds. Search your hearts and be silent. Offer the sacrifices of the righteous and trust in the Lord. Many, Lord, are asking, who will bring us prosperity? Let the light of your face shine on us. Fill my heart with joy when their grain and new wine abound. In peace I will eat, lie down and sleep. For you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
Wow, guys, we need to hear that.
Thank you, Jerry. Well, everyone's unmuted. Beautiful people, share away as the Lord leads. Welcome to chat room, Lala, and we have a guest in Indie Showcase 70 and Raina. Welcome, Raina, and welcome, Rojo, and welcome, Roman and Jerry, in the chat and on the line. And, yeah, Rojo said my angel has purple hair. Cool. Somebody, that's neat. Let's see. Does anyone have anything they would like to share? I can tell you a really cool story that happened to my nephew Gabriel, who's 14, about him hearing God. Okay, I'll say Cakes, Lala. She said, call me Cakes. Okay, Cakes. My nephew, he's 14, and I was there for a whole week. I'm home now, taking care of them while their dad was out of town. And he really wanted to hear God, so we prayed, and God spoke to him really clearly. I think I shared that one day. And then God spoke to him again yesterday, and he came out and talked to me because I had to drive there yesterday and bring the van back, and he came running out to the van. He said, Aunt Judy, God spoke to me again. And what happened was he went to the club and went to a pool party, and he had his iPhone in his pocket when he jumped in the pool, and it's not waterproof. And it just immediately quit working, and he was, you know, upset. He didn't want to tell his dad. And he heard the Lord say, have patience. He goes, the Lord comforted him that it was going to be okay. And the Lord instructed him on how to take care of the iPhone. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
The Lord is very practical, and he loves all of us. And this was such an encouragement for me to hear this, because he's only 14, and, you know, the Lord speaks to everybody, and people still tell me, no, he doesn't talk to me, but he is. He talks to everybody, and it's just, you just have to believe that the nudgings and the voices and the things that he's doing is him. And if you start to believe it, he'll do more. Well, anyway, what happened was Gabriel heard the Lord say exactly what he wanted him to do. When he got home, he said, I want you to plug in your phone in your bedroom, and then I don't want you to go back in your room until I say so. Okay?
Wow.
I mean, how great is the Lord to do that? I know. So he obeyed. He said he was really tempted to go back in the room and check it, but the Lord said, don't go back into the room until I tell you. He said, have patience. And the Lord had told him a word of patience before that I shared with you guys. And then he said, and Aunt Judy, you're not going to believe it. When I went to church youth group in the morning, the whole sermon was about patience.
Oh.
He said, God is really trying to speak to me. And I said, yeah. He goes, it's so cool. So then he obeyed the Lord, and he called me last night. He was so excited because I had already left their house. I left on Saturday, but I had to go back on Sunday and drop off some things. And he came running out to the van, and he said, you're not, and he told me that story. And then he called me last night and said, guess what? I went down when God told me I could go. He said, God told me I could go to my room and check the phone. And so I went down, and he goes, it's working. Everything's fine, just like God said
wow.
It would be. So
wow.
90 seconds, Spirit and the Bride say,
come, Lord.
Come, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Come, Lord.
Come, Lord.
Thank you.
Come, Lord.
We're excited about your coming. We can't wait for you to get here. We also can't wait to see what you do with us until you arrive, Lord. Each day that we're here is beautiful because you've allowed it, and we worship
mm-hmm.
you. But we also rise up in our faith, and we say, Spirit and the Bride say, come.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
You're all welcome to visit me in my mansion.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Nick.
I'll bring the pizza.
All righty.
I'm coming to the mansion party.
I know you are. Of course
like
you are.
Well, Michael Jackson is going to play at my mansion party. That's going to be awesome.
Cool.
Well, I'm going to have
wow.
pizza and cupcakes and all of you, and that's better than Michael Jackson, all of you.
Yeah.
So take that.
Second. Bye, everybody. Love you.
Okay,
love
bye.
You,
see you,
see
you in the
you
air.
All.
See you tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Love you,
Keith.
Yep. Love you.
Love you.
Okay, love y'all.